rolling. Who's,
okay, there we go. Hi. Hey, it's your boy. What's up, Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Chad Hoy, and this is my compatriot.
The New England compatriot, Cameron Weaver.
Already, I don't want to do this anymore.
God's team. I hate the Patriots. I hate them so much. I want to say that immediately. I'm not even going to let that bit simmer. I just want everyone to know that I'm pissed off at tonight.
Yeah, dude.
Except for the Eagles winning, because I hate the Vikings. But I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to beat the Patriots. And it's going to be another boring year where the Patriots win another ring. And Tom Brady is going to go have sex with his hot model wife with 10 rings on his hands. And I'm just mad about everything.
Okay, since we're talking sports right off the bat. Do you get the pun, everyone? Right off the bat's a baseball's a sport.
Baseball's
thing.
Baseball's a sport.
the Steelers got beaten by Saxonville. Or were beaten by Saxonville right. Jaguars, which sucked.
SAG Awards.
I'm gonna leave. Somehow they put up 45 points against the Steelers, who have a decent defense. And then they were destroying the Patriots. Like it was looking ugly, honestly. I was like, holy hell.
Up 10 with Blake, 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, and the Patriots were like, this isn't gonna happen. And I'll be honest, I grew up Steelers fan first. I love the Bears too because my mom's side of the fam loves the Bears.
I love
my grandpa doesn't watch the NFL anymore though because of Colin Kaepernick. he hasn't been paying attention, but I still have a disdain for the Vikings because of the Bears and the Packers. Fuck the Packers forever. Gal Pal Mal, sorry, but fuck the Packers.
Wait.
Oh, she's a Pack fan, my guy. Yeah,
what?
For sure. Yes, Matt, I know.
I may have Doesn't to rethink that... going to see Julian Baker with you in April.
Ooh, that would be, if you guys went to see Julian Baker alone, not with each other, that's way more sad.
Right.
Because you were planning to go, and then you're going to go alone to a Julian Baker concert?
Yeah. I can only go with people. I went and saw her with Mitchell a couple months ago, and it was just sad boy times.
Yeah, I would commit if I went alone, honestly.
And what's the lead singer of
not a good joke.
Jonah and the Whale?
Huh?
What's the lead singer of Jonah and the Whale? What's his name? Or Judah Noah and the Lion. Gunder- Judah and the Lion.
Oh, I was like, Noah Gunderson?
Yeah, I keep called doing Jonah that. And the Whale. I love Noah Gunderson.
I have no idea who that is.
Judah
and the Lion.
Yeah, well, the lead singer, he was doing his solo thing, and he opened for Julian Baker when I saw her.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. But where were we on? Mal. How are you a Green Bay Packers fan? What the hell?
They're trash, dude. I will hate the Packers forever because of my Bears upbringing. And also,
I hate them.
Brian McDonald. Judah Akers, of course.
Wow, that's weird that I said Judah and the Lion.
Well, it's Judah and the Lion. He's the singer.
That's it. You're right.
Judah and the Lion.
That makes sense.
So, of course, it's Judah.
Oh, wait, what'd I say
and
first? Jonah and the Whale.
It should be Judah and the Lions.
Yeah, unless it's just because... one boy. But it's probably not.
Anyway, But I was still... I was kind of rooting for the Vikings, man. They had...
Nah, I hate the Vikings.
And I know you do. And I'll always hate the Purple People Eaters of the 90s. But it's just felt different. Like, the skull clap and everything was badass.
Yeah.
Freaking... Who's their quarterback?
They did incredible.
Sam, what's his fact? I can't even think of his last name. Bradford. Yeah, he's been in the league since like 2011 or something.
Yeah.
And now he's finally doing well. Mm-hmm. Like he's been injured and he was like a first round pick. Like,
oh no, I had him
super,
in fantasy a couple years ago.
Yeah, like highly anticipated quarterback. I'm like happy for him. I'm like, dude, I'm glad you're doing well, even if it's the Vikings. But
and then they got trashed.
Yeah, and then the Eagles just – it was battle of the backups, and I guess Nick Foles is way better somehow, even though he's Nick Foles. They got thrashed. And as a Steelers fan, I've never liked Philadelphia sports because Pittsburgh and Philadelphia have like a rivalry because right. they always have sports teams and they're super close, I guess. I don't know, except for the Steagles in the 30s, but that was different. That was because of war. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, though. So, yeah, I mean, Patriots, Eagles, and the Eagles defense looks so good. Like, I think they could do it, man.
I don't.
New England couldn't show up. New England almost didn't show up against Jacksonville, and they're not even – I don't think they were the number one defense. I think
that's my
the
point,
Eagles
man.
Have the best defense.
The Patriots always find a way to be like, oh, you think we're going to lose? Fuck you. Here we come.
Yeah, that's true, and it sucks
because
I always root against New England.
Right.
Because I'm not a New England fan, and if
you always get
if
excited.
You're not a fan of them, then you just fucking hate them. Yeah. Like I don't know anyone that's indifferent toward the Patriots.
Right.
Like they're either like, oh yeah, love the Patriots, best team ever, and they're like they grew up in Indiana and they're just a fucking bandwagon fan, or like they didn't have a dad or something to like or a mom that told them about sports.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're like, oh, the best team. That's the team I want to like. Like, and it's such a person. You know what? We don't have to get into the personality complexes that, like, define what teams you're a fan of. Because I think I have an inferiority complex. And that's why every team I like never wins. Except for this team.
Dude, I'm a Chicago sports fan.
I grew up a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
And now they're good, though. So it's kind of like, as the teams I've liked have, like, the Steelers have always been pretty good, except for the Tommy Maddox era and, like, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, right before Ben, between Cordell Stewart and Ben Roethlisberger, like, those were bad years. But, anyway, yeah, so it's like, I just, none of my teams have ever won until recently, but now the tide's turning and my teams are getting good and I'm getting good. You know what I'm saying? Feeling all right.
Yeah.
No, not really. I have no idea where I was going with that. So, what are we getting into this week, Cam? How was your week?
Oh, well, thanks. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
I was sick the entire week. If you,
I know.
You may remember from the last episode, I was a shivery, sniffly, coughy little boy. And that didn't go away until probably today. And even now, I'm a little stuffy, but last night I played some tennis.
Ooh.
And today I finally made it back into the gym. My entire body hurts, but not in a fevery, achy way. Just
gym soreness.
Yeah, gym soreness and tennis soreness, which, dude, it was 69 degrees yesterday and today in Nashville.
After like, that weird frosty shit that went on, I hate the weather.
I do too, man. It was beautiful though. Like today and yesterday, man, we were outside. Like we took a walk. It was awesome. And then we went and played tennis. My dad was visiting.
Did you take a little baby Airy for a walk?
We took Airy in a stroller.
Oh, baby.
But the one highlight of this week. Oh, also, quick update to the hater. If you remember, I downloaded that dating app last week. I deleted it in 30 minutes because I remembered how much I hate dating apps.
Oh, I really like dating apps, so I still have been using Hader. I haven't had a match yet. I actually just used it again last night because I forgot that I had downloaded it.
Nice.
So,
well, yeah, so that's your update. But my dad visited this weekend, and I have a quick story about my week, and then we'll move on. But
sure.
Previously... The most Nashville
on the Dad podcast.
Previously on the Dad podcast. Well, I talked about it on here, I think. Until this weekend, the most Nashville thing that ever happened to me was I was at a sports bar where Kelly Clarkson and Reba McEntire were eating and Kelly Clarkson sang karaoke. That's pretty Nashville.
Which is fucking awesome, yeah.
But this weekend, my dad was visiting and... There was a good period of time where, like, every time my dad would come down, we would go to this place called the Listening Room Cafe downtown. And it's a really neat live music venue, bar and restaurant, where they have writers' rounds, which is a big thing here in Nashville, where, like, you know, 3 to 5 writers will get up on stage and they'll take turns playing songs and, like, talking about them and stuff like that. The Bluebird Cafe is a really famous one that does stuff like that. But the listening room we've really fallen in love with, and we've gone many times, many times. And so, yeah. Like, some of the draw is, like, you'll be up there, and this guy on stage that you've never seen before in your life and never heard before will be like, yeah, this is a song that, like, I was peeing in a urinal at BMI Awards, and Keith Urban was right next to me, and he tweeted sometime that he liked this song I wrote for this other artist, and then he gave me his phone number, we wrote a song. And you're just, like, sitting there, and you're like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Like, yeah. All these writers get cuts from, like, country artists, because if you didn't know, sorry to burst your bubble, if you're a country fan, most of the country artists on the radio don't write their songs. And
I just mouthed the words with you.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
But so the true heroes in country music are the songwriters. And so that's why these places exist. And that's why my dad and I love it. I'm not the biggest country fan. I
wouldn't call them heroes. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
I'm not the biggest country fan, but especially lately, but like I respect writers who do this, because I moved down here trying to do the same thing. And I, you know, yeah, after 2 years, I'm just like, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So like we have those experiences where like one out of the four guys, have like cut something really good. Well, mm-hmm. On Saturday night we went and, like this lineup was unbelievably stacked. So
okay.
I took a couple notes. One guy we had actually seen before, his name's Phil Barton. He's an Australian dude. He's written, a lot of children's songs. Like, he wrote music for Bob the Builder.
No way.
And Thomas the Tank Engine. And he's just chilling in Nashville now. He does co-writes. That's
wild.
Yeah. And then this other guy wrote that song Different for Girls by Dierks Bentley and Elle King. And he wrote Sangria by Blake Shelton.
I thought you were going to say by Sublime.
Oh, no.
That's Santeria.
Santeria. Sangria. That's really good.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, that's funny.
But he also wrote Somewhere in My Car by Keith Urban, which is one of my favorite Keith Urban records. And then a couple other people that these guys have written for, though. Eli Young Band, Chase Bryant, Tim McGraw, Uncle Cracker, Eric Paslay, Craig Morgan.
Uncle Cracker?
Yeah, Uncle Cracker. You remember that song from 2007, Smile?
No. Wait. Well, ooh, you make me smile.
Yeah, that one. That guy co-wrote.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Lee Bryce, Jake Owen. Give me my hat back, Jordan. Give me my hat back, Jordan. You want to go see Uncle Cracker or not?
Uncle Cracker, no.
Why do we always quote Vines?
I don't know, because it's fucking... I hate this word, but Vine was iconic.
It is iconic. It still is.
I don't hate the word. I hate the way people use it now. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. Vine was, yeah. It was iconic.
People talk about their shits and use the word iconic.
It was influential.
I get it. It's like when everyone said literally or like awesome for everything.
Epic.
Epic. Oh, epic was a big one.
God, for the love. But I hated that. Okay, anyway, go on.
Yeah. So like there were four guys on stage and three of them are writing songs for all of these people that I just mentioned. And then there's this other guy up there and he's like, kind of awkward, kind of like he's like I'm kind of new to this like round thing, and like he's playing piano, he's like I don't have a guitar up here, I got a piano, and like I'm still kind of figuring out the piano, so just like bear with me. And like he would like, he wasn't the greatest singer, but like his songwriting was really really good. So the mm-hmm. first two rounds he would sing songs that weren't done by anybody, so Dad and I were just like, yeah, he's a really good writer, like but it's funny that like he's up there with these guys and he hasn't written anything for anybody. Boy, were we wrong, because the most nonchalant way and most casual way ever, we were sitting at the Listening Room Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. And this fourth guy, it's his third turn. And he goes, so yeah, for this next one, I'm going to ask a friend of mine who's actually here tonight to support me. I'm going to ask her to come up on stage and sing this one with me. This is a girl that I met a few years ago when she was just 16 and she just moved to the city, and we started together and working together. Not Taylor Swift.
Oh,
not Taylor Swift.
Damn it. Okay.
Not that Nashville. If I, oh my gosh. But pretty cool though. Still, he goes, so I'm just going to bring her up here. Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh shit.
So that's Kelsey funny. Ballerini was sitting in the front row, just comes up on stage, sits down in the stool next to him, starts talking to us. She's like, yeah, this is my buddy. We go back. He helped co-produce my new album. And we're my dad and I are just sitting there going, what the fuck is happening? Because, I mean, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm not the biggest country fan, but, I like Kelsey Ballerini. But, after Saturday night, dude, she just gets up there, sparkly Keds, a black t-shirt, black jeans, and her hair in a ponytail. And she sings a song off her new album called Legends. And the guy plays piano with it and sings harmony, which his harmonies were on point. I was like, where did this just come from? Yeah. And then everyone's going crazy, obviously, because I would say 70%
it's fucking
of the people,
Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah. I guess
70% of the people that go there are tourists or from out of town. It's a fun thing to do when you visit Nashville, because it's Nashville songwriters. But then the other 30% of people are people like me who live here and are in tune with the music and no pun intended, but like this kind of things and are geeks about songwriting. And Kelsey Ballerini freaking shows up. And so everyone's going nuts. And then she's he's like, can we do one more song with Kelsey? And everyone's, of course, clapping. And she talks about how she got into the co-writing session for her song Peter Pan, and how that one changed her life. And she sang Peter Pan, and it was real stripped down and slower and on piano. And I've seen a lot of people live. Kelsey Ballerini live is one of the most, she's one of the most amazing singers. Like, from album to live, she sounded, I think, better than the record. It was weird.
Interesting. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, that's my new most Nashville moment ever. It was just surreal.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm happy for you, I guess. That's, thanks. I mean, it's badass.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I got to share that moment with my dad, and so that was kind of cool. So,
that's
there's
wild.
A little bit of a cough left. But that was my week. Chad, what was your week?
Hoo boy. Yeah. No, I mean, it was another week of unemployment. It was pretty tight.
Nice. We played a lot of PUBG together.
Oh my God, did we? Yeah.
We almost won.
What?
We
what?
Almost won.
Oh, you said we almost won. I thought you said guess what? You kind of cut out a little bit. Sorry. That's weird. We did almost win. That was badass. Me and Cam played some duo PUBGs. That was fun. Duo is PUBG, not plural PUBG, but I've had some calls. Things are going well as far as job hunt. I mean, I kind of switched up my story. A friend was like, don't tell people you got fired, because then they'll be like, why did you get fired? And I was like,
right,
well, that's smart. But what I've started doing, and I, you know, I'm not like a professional, I don't really know that world very well. I went to a Christian college and I minored in business, but everything they taught is nothing like what I experienced working in business. But so they were like, don't tell them you got fired. And I was like, how about I don't tell them I get fired, but I am afraid for job security because I'm pretty sure my company's going to downsize the sales department, which is basically what happened to me anyway. So a little white lie, but that's actually gotten way more. Yeah, it's gotten way more positive responses from people I'm interviewing with. So, that's been good. I had to do some stupid aptitude test for a job, and I passed that easily because I'm not an idiot. So, nice. I mean, things are looking up. I've got, three calls Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Nice.
And all are, pretty good opportunities. A couple are – one of them is a second round phone interview, and that could move pretty quickly into a job. So,
dude, good for you.
I've been grinding in a weird way. I feel all I do is play video games all day, but 4 hours out of my day, I'm like sitting on LinkedIn and like looking for jobs and applying. And then like the other 12 hours I'm awake. 12 plus four is what? 16. And I sleep for 8 hours. Yeah. The other 12 hours I'm awake, I just, maybe go to the gym for an hour or an hour and a half.
Nice.
Do some light lifting, you know, light cardio, because God, it's hard. Cause I haven't worked out in like a month, but
I mean, that's what I started with, and that's pretty much what I still do. Like, I mean, I've upped my lifting a little bit, but, like, I don't do the treadmill because my knees and my ankles are shit, so I just do elliptical, but...
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'll do as long as you're burning calories, dude.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's what I'm... Yeah, and that's what I'm working on. So, I mean, I've been pretty... as productive as I can be, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a little bit better. Great? And I shaved my stupid face, so I feel less depressed. I feel like my mustache was like a weight on me that was like, you're a loser. And I was like, yeah, that's why I have you. And then I shaved it, and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm a new man. But yeah, I just played a lot of video games, had a pretty productive week. It wasn't anything like special. Last night, I went out with Eric and Elijah. I don't have money, but... hung out with them because every weekend I hang out with them, usually on Saturdays. And we just like went to, oh my God. So we went to this, it's called Casino El Camino. It's not a casino.
Okay.
It's sounds a burger bad. Joint.
Ooh.
And they had some good, oh my God, it was amazing. It was a really good burger. I was like, I had eaten like 2 hours before.
Uh-huh.
And Eric's like, you came over at 7, you think we're not going to go out to eat? And I was like, well, you didn't tell me we're going to go out to eat. So, no, I thought we were just going to hang out and watch a movie or something. So, we went to this burger joint, and I didn't get anything, so I just eaten. But then Elijah was like, I'm full, eat this right now. And so I ate half of her burger, and it was so good. Oh, my God, it was amazing. And they have – Austin has – it's a 512. I think that's an Austin. Yeah, that's the Austin area code. So it's 512. It's this pecan porter. I say pecan, pecan, whatever. It is so good. And I had a pecan porter. And my God, it was good. And then we watched Molly's Game, which is a movie about gambling, after we went to Casino El Camino. And it was wild, wildly good. It was up for Best Picture at some point, I think.
Oh, nice.
So. It might still be in theaters. Eric likes to do the illegal thing with movies. But yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah. So, yeah. oh, fuck. Okay, I almost forgot this. I'm not going to use names, but recently two of my friends have gotten their girlfriends pregnant. And so...
shit.
Yeah, so it's like it's pretty weird. one, oh man, yeah. I don't know. It's just wild that like I'm at that point in my life where my friends are doing that.
Yeah. What, having sex?
No, I'm just having babies. keeping them. Like,
oh boy,
they're like. I'm not saying all of my friends that I've known in college or anything were like, oh, we got pregnant. We're going to
a bobo.
Get this thing out of here. Yeah. Wow, you made that sound cute somehow. A bobo. That was nice.
It's from You're the Worst, one of my favorite television programs ever.
Is that on FX?
Yeah, FXX.
Okay, yeah. I think Jordan's told me about that one before. Hey, Jordan, don't disappear. We mentioned you.
Hey.
Yeah, so... one of them is like, we're not super financially stable right now. So we might, you know.
Getting a bobo.
See what we can do about that. And I'm like, hey, it's your choice, man. Like, whatever you guys want to do. I mean, I'm flattered you told me.
Yeah.
Honestly, if that's your plan. Like, why would you even tell anyone? But yeah, so that happened. And then my other friend is like, well, we went to think about getting in a bobo, and both of us were like, oh my God, we can't do this. So we're keeping it. And I was like, tight.
Nice.
Yeah. So like,
babies.
It's wild. It's wild, dude. We're 20. I'm going to be 26 this year. Not for like 7 months, almost literally 7 months.
Wait.
What?
I didn't realize you were that much older than me.
Yeah, I'm 25 right now. Yeah. I was born in August. I'm 5 months. You're 5 months. No, I'm 7 months older than you.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's the math.
I did the math backwards. Yeah, I was thinking March to August, but it's August to March, so 7 months. But yeah, it's weird. You're young for our graduating class.
I'm a young boy.
Young boy. Yeah, you're not even 25 yet, dude. That's wild.
That's March.
Shit, you're not. Yeah. Isn't it weird to think? All right, think about this, because you're going to be 25 this year. I'm going to be 26 this year.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I'm halfway to death.
It's no. It's no longer about like. I still think in like grades.
Yeah.
For some reason, and like school cutoffs.
Right.
So like, you're going to be 25 in March, so I still consider you like not younger than me, because I'm like, we're in the same grade. You know what I mean? It's like weird.
Right.
But I mean, it's only 7 months, too. Like, yeah. Who cares?
I get that. I get what you're saying.
It's a little weird. But yeah, like, it's, we're at the point in life where you just do the math from when you were born to the year, and that's how old you are, instead of being like, well, you know, he graduated in 2011. It's been 5 years. So he'll probably be 26 this year. You know, it's like, it's weird. But
that is weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I just came upon that realization. But yeah, so two of my friends are having babies at the ripe age of probably around one of their 26th birthdays, they're going to be a father. So,
well, Miranda had Ari while she was 25, and she just turned 26.
Miranda's what?
Yeah, Miranda's a year older than me and some change. And then Austin's 2 years older than me and some change.
I know Austin's 2 years older. I didn't know Miranda was a year younger than Austin. That's wild.
Yeah, I had a three.
I thought they were same class.
Wow. I had 3 years of math class in a row with Miranda in high school.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
With your sister-in-law. That's wild.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, man. That's like small-town romance stuff right there.
That is.
Like,
they had no idea. The epitome of high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts, yeah. They dated for like 7 years before they got married, something like that?
They dated for a couple years in high school. Were kind of broken up when Austin
things
was in
got
college.
Weird when Austin was in college. Yeah, I remember those days.
And then they got back together, and then they got engaged. And
I was friends with the homewrecker for that one, so that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'll never listen. It's fine. But we're getting older. Our friends are having children. I know Jack from Rogue Riffers is like 40, but, you know, so if he listens, he'll be like, that's
what
nothing.
A sexy
but,
40-year-old.
Dude, oh my, Jack, I would do body shots off of you, my guy. For
man.
Not even shots. I'll
just do your body.
Just let me get in that belly button, man. Either way.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, good week. It's been weird. I've been anxious with just about being alive, just that existential angst always, but
love it.
It's cool, man. It's going to be okay. And eventually, you know, we'll die and be forgotten, and that'll be tight. Like,
hell yeah.
It'll be cool. I'd rather be forgotten. I don't want to be remembered. Fuck that. People will be like in 1,000 years. People will be like, yeah, there was a guy, Chad Hoy, and he's like, and then like they'll find out like, oh, but he, like something that's like totally taboo for them 1,000 years later, they'll be like, he did this. Oh, he's a piece of shit. No, I don't want to be remembered like that. I just want to be remembered maybe by my grandkids, like, oh, he was a nice grandpa. You know, he's cool gramps. He's dead, but, you know,
that's how it works.
You know, that's how it works. So, yeah. Yeah. You read my mind. Yeah, man. Cool. Let's move on. I'm talking about death way too much. So,
yeah.
Sorry. Wow.
That's okay. It happens.
You let me talk too long.
We talk about death all the time here, honestly.
Yeah, I know. We do, man.
We got issues.
Probably because it's in the back of my mind all the time because I have anxiety.
Probably because
it's fine.
A blaring inevitability.
A blaring inevitability. That is the perfect way to say that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Let's take a quick break to hear from one of our buddies on the Podratic Equation.
Hey, you got it right.
Yeah.
This time. Hey, proud of you.
All right, I have to pee real quick.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm going to go do that and get another beer. Because I've had 7 tonight.
Wow.
And I'll be right back. I also ate a lot of mac and cheese.
Proud of you.
Hello? Check. Check. Is this thing working? Hello? I think it's working. Is it working? I think. Oh. Are we broadcasting right now?
I think so. What do we say?
Is there anybody out there? We're trapped and we need help.
We're in the Blockbuster, the burnt out one on the corner of 5th. We've been here since the contagion started.
We're out of water, we're out of milk duds, we're out of pop, we're almost out of movies.
Our only copy of RoboCop caught in the VCR, and now we're stuck watching the bottom of the barrel shit like Demon Cop in Ghost Town.
And fucking Space Pope. It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Somebody's gonna hear us. We really just, if you can hear us out there somewhere, we really just need you to send us, like, some water and maybe a gun and, like, another copy of RoboCop or Aliens.
If you're hearing us, you can send this to Paths of Glory on SoundCloud and iTunes. Part of the Quadratic Equation Network.
Oh, shit, they're in!
No!
No!
No! No! No! No!
Oh, and we're back.
Wait.
They don't love you like I love you.
That's a good song. 1 second.
Yeah.
I was tweeting a friend. There we go. Too clever tonight.
Here's the AMSR or ASMR part of the podcast where I pour a beer.
All right, good ad. Wow. Okay, so, yeah, we don't have BRP this week because we are switching it up. That's a hard segment to do every week, and I commend Cam for doing it for how many fucking weeks in a row?
Dude, like 40? Maybe 40. I think. Yeah. It's been a lot.
Yeah. And Craigslist is used way more. They're not just pumping out weird band names and weird pornos all the time. So every now and then we'll do BRP, but always going to be a little bit of Craigslist action. Maybe, you know, off and on. But mostly that'll be around just because it's funny.
It's a
funny little thing. And Cam doesn't have to do anything for it. And he edits and everything, so I think it's nice that I get a little bit of responsibility for once.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. That was kind of a slight at you in a way. I was just joking, though.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, so this week's Best of Craigslist, we've got a long one.
Yay!
And I think this is... Yeah, okay. This is definitely on Craigslist. It's just someone selling their... Oh, my God, this is in Indianapolis.
What?! Oh,
that's so funny. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. My old home. Okay. So
me too.
The subject line reads, yeah, you too. IPY, the old days, reads 2002 Axiom Isuzu.
Okay.
I have a 2002 Axiom Isuzu. It runs, but it has absolutely 100% no brakes. I got drunk and ran over curb and I lost like 75% of my brakes and drove like that for a month. In order to stop, I would have to stop like 3 blocks ahead of time, and I almost killed like 7 people.
Oh,
sadly,
my.
A squirrel... that's fucked up. Sadly, a squirrel lost its life during that month.
Oh, my.
Then one day, I heard a popping noise, and I lost all of my brakes. Absolutely, 100%, I couldn't stop at all. That was really super-duper scary. I was downtown Indy. I'm pretty sure I cried a little. I don't really know anything about cars, so I took it to Midas, and they said I needed all new brake system for it, and they gave me a stupid retarded estimate on it. The inside is really used and abused.
I'm laughing at your sigh, by the way.
Yeah, I know. The inside is really used and abused. I used it as my work car. Passenger side window, it's stuck down inside. I ran over a different curve when the window was down, and I think it messed up the motor or something. IDK! IDK!
My BFF
Jill. And I didn't really... I didn't really feel like opening it up and fixing it, so I put a trash bag over it. Also, one of the back windows doesn't work and keeps on falling down, so I jammed a piece of wood into it to hold it up. Also, apparently I got drunk and threw a potted plant at it the other day and cracked the windshield a little bit. The back seats lay down, which really makes it great for car sex, but it sucks getting out when you're done. Also, to get started... Also, to get started and off, sometimes you have to jiggle the key and cuss at it. Oh, the air occasionally likes to quit working, but if you slam the passenger door really hard, it starts working again. You're going to need a way to haul it, or you can fix it where it sits. Feel free to contact me, and we'll set up some time for you to come look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing. How? Why?
That's
what?
A steal.
How could you?
You'd be stupid enough to buy that car.
Oh, boy.
That's incredible.
I think I opened this one before. Do you want another?
Yeah, I'll take another.
All right, this one is also longer, but not as long. Okay, so I think this is the one I saved last week that I was like, ooh, that's long, but it looks funny. The subject line reads, Oregon Pyramid, Energy Accumulator, and more. Microphone to interdimensional hyperspace, win the lottery, stop the grass from growing, increase your gas mileage, or want a meat space relationship? Look no further. Okay, and then the body reads, Oregon Pyramid. Oh, it's the same thing. One-of-a-kind handmade Oregon Pyramid and hyperdimensional receiver and transmitter unit. You can use this to speak to the universe directly. Think of it like a Down syndrome particle accelerator. Wow. Most of the time, your concerns are boring, so said universe won't reply. But every once in a while, things become realer than real. With an asterisk that I will read in a moment. By uploading my concerns to the universe through this, I have won the lottery, stopped the grass growing on the lawn, got danger close to having a meat space relationship happen, increased my gas mileage by 8%, got a few job interviews and other such contemporary miracles. And then the asterisk here reads, these statements have not been approved or reviewed by the FDA, the FTC, FTC, NSA. Wow, my jaw stopped working. That was weird. FDA, the FTC, NSA, or by anyone in the real world. In fact, there are no warranties or conditions expressed or implied. For an additional $1,000, Oregon only, I will personally come, set it up, and put the batteries in. Imagine the pleasure of having a bearded, unruly-looking guy rummaging through your unmentionables, hitting on your daughter, drinking your coffee, and generally creating some meaning in your life. Tentacles and specks, made with a variety of crystals, magnets, copper piping and spheres, metal shavings of steel, aluminum and brass, steel, copper, and aluminum wire. Battery powered with two AA batteries. When they are installed, the lights will cycle on-off for 6 hours, on then 18 hours off, and then back on, lasts about 3 weeks on a set of batteries. Size, 8 inches length and width, and 9 inches tall. Metric, 203 millimeters by 229. Oh my god. Weight, wow. 2 pounds or so, metric, anyone could, yeah. It also comes with a hand-blown glass bell cover when you want a little privacy from the universe. Size of cover is 15 inches tall by 10 inches wide at the bottom, yada. Please note, if you require something less expensive, made by someone else, please type Oregon Energy Pyramid in a search engine. Thanks for the time. Wow.
I have one thought.
I would like one, honestly. Is that... I would think about it, depending on how much it costs.
This episode is definitely called Down Syndrome Particle Simulator.
Let's change that to Accelerator, because that's what it said.
Oh, but, is that what it said?
Yeah.
Accelerate.
But I'm cool with that.
That's funnier.
If you're okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. I think. Is that offensive?
I mean, probably.
Okay. All right, cool.
Here, let me. That's amazing. All right. Down syndrome particle accelerator.
Oh,
good lord. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That truly is the best of Craigslist.
Yeah. It was interesting, for sure. Yeah, Isuzu definitely takes the cake on that one. I like that one a lot. Just the weird... One, just completely admitted to drunk driving in it, which is... Yeah. That's ballsy. honestly. Good for you.
Ballsy, I love her song, Bad at Love.
What are we going to do with you?
You love me.
I do.
I love you too.
Sometimes.
That's fair. Guys, I feel like now is the time to, first of all, apologize to Taylor, T-Mama, for not reading her hate mail last week, but we're going to read it this week. And just a quick reminder, if you want to send us hate mail or literally anything, give us some content here on the show, you can do that by emailing hoyweave at gmail.com. That's HOYWEAVEBUUUURP at gmail.com. This one comes to us from T-Mama. And for a little bit of context, because one of her points as to why she was upset about us not reading this last week is because she mentions her favorite albums of 2017. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's why it was long.
Which is good, because I wanted to talk about some music anyway. Yeah. But the subject line of this email is, T-Mama is back with another novel-length email, and she's not sorry about it. And the body reads, okay. So last time I was nice to you, cum buckets, I got a resounding, what the hell? From the both of you. Now Chad is asking for some love mail? Did he just ask us to send nudes on the podcast? Yikes.
No, I did not.
Regardless.
But, okay.
I must say that I missed you BBs in my ear holes the past 2 weeks. That being said, Chad, you better bring your A game to Bander Porno, because juice juice. That was me tooting my own horn. Because I've beat Chad multiple times. I have to explain my jokes because, to quote Chad, Cam is a little autistic. You're right.
Slightly.
Listening to you Hamburglars talk about your top albums. I like Hamburglars.
Yeah.
Talk about your top albums inspired me to find my own favorites from the year. Cool. So here are my top 6 records. I know it's a weird number, but I have to add my favorite EP. Not that you asked for them, but here they are. Number 6, The Killers, Wonderful Wonderful, aptly named. So good, I really feel like this should be up higher on the list, but this is V difficult. Number 5, The Main, Lovely Little Lonely. Lovely Little Lonely, I've had a few beers. Love this one, she said. Number 4, The Wildlife, ILY EP. And she said, this is my favorite local band from Indy, check them out. And T-Mama, I saw you snap them, and I did check them out, and they're pretty dope. So that's The Wildlife without any I's in The Wildlife, because everyone takes out vowels now.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Ben Rector had a tweet about that.
What?
I said Ben Rector had a tweet about that, actually.
Oh, that's funny. I almost, instead of Staircase Wit, I almost made my side project LVNS, like Lavinus.
Oh, my God.
But I'm glad I didn't do that.
People would have called you Luns.
Yeah. Or Learns. Like churches.
Yeah, something weird. Yeah.
Speaking of, Churches is going to put out a new album this year. And so is Moose Blood. Okay. I'll get into that.
Yeah. One. I'm excited for that. Sounds like it's going to be really poppy, but that's okay. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, Blush was a little poppy, too.
That's true.
It sounds like an extension of Blush so far, at least from the 2 singles they've released.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 3, Paramore, After Laughter. I mean, so good. Also, I love that 2 of T-Mama's top 5 are on my top 5. Besties. Number 2, Panic at the Disco. Duh, All My Friends Were Glorious, Death of a Bachelor Tour Live. That's pretty rad. And number 1, Foster the People, Sacred Hearts Club. And T-Mama says, saw them in concert this past year, all the hard eyes. That's a good list. I respect all those bands on that list. And then T-Mama goes on.
I did too. Sorry. I don't know if you're waiting for a response from me. Okay.
I left a window there. But that's okay. I'm going to close that window. It's a little chilly outside from Chad's cold shoulder. T-Mama continues. Chad mentioned how talented Anderson Kersonis, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Is. And as someone who has both his albums, I must say I am pumped he is coming out with new tunes this year. Y'all should check him out. I will do that. Musically, that is. I mean, you can check him out in that way, too, if you want. You do, you. Cam, you should also check out Jay Filson, another one of my musically gifted pals. He's in Nashville, too. I will do that. I also want to say that I'm a big fan of both you boys' music. Oh, I didn't read this far. Thank you, though. To all you listeners out there, which, let's be real, props not a lot. You're right. No one likes you, too. Support your favorite artists of any kind. As an artist myself, I can tell you any art or art in any form is hard work, and it's always personal because it's something that you bring to life when it only existed in your mind. Side note, T-Mama is fucking good at drawing.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy shit. If you guys follow her on Instagram or Snapchat, you know what I'm talking about. She's amazing. Good for you, T-Mama. She continues. For real, proud of you both. Proud of both of you for not being total waste of DNA and making great tunes. Wow. Not much hate from T-Mama this time. Little sorry about it. But in all seriousness, hate you boys. Heart, 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 heart. P.S. Cam's cover of 1111 is Heart Eyes. P.P.S. That's right, right? Yeah. Post, what? Post. P.P.S. is, yeah, right. It's not P.P.S. P.S.S. Austin did P.S.S.
P.S.S. is what Austin did, yeah.
That's right.
Which P.S.S.'d me off. Am I right?
That was good. P.P.S. Last thing. I wrote down your top albums and EPs to check out later. I'm such a great friend. Your girl, T-Mama. That's good. I'm glad you wrote those down. Thank you, T-Mama. Yeah. T-Mama was really cool. I put up a cover of an R. Kelly song on SoundCloud like a few weeks ago. And she really liked it. So I sent her a download link. So if you want a download link, just let me know. If you haven't heard it, go to SoundCloud. Look up Staircase Wit. It'll be there. Anyway, little plug. Thank you, T-Mama. Oh, she also sent us another one. Oh, wow. I fell for that immediately.
What?
We had a second email from Taylor. The subject was just two hearts, and I opened it, and it says, psych, little bitches. Wow.
Oh, that's really, yeah.
That was effective. Wow. Good job. Wow. Okay. Thank you, T-Mama. And, thank you to everyone who's ever sent in hate mail or love mail. We appreciate it. We have a lot of fun reading those. And we're glad that at least Taylor took our suggestions to heart when we talked about music, because we're both very passionate about it. Yeah. Well, where do we go from here, Chad?
Man, I don't know. I think we got an episode, man. We're kind of on time. We talked about music and other things. We were somewhat funny, I think, maybe.
I hope so.
Hopefully. yeah, man. I think we're all set.
Cool.
It's been a fun one.
Yeah, I missed you, baby.
You too.
I love you so much.
I love you too. I love you lots. So much.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the DBC. This was episode 63, Down Syndrome Particle Accelerator. And we're glad to have had you on this ride.
Yeah. instead of plugging our social medias, because you've heard them every week for a long time.
63 weeks?
Whoa. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Follow the Dad Podcast on Twitter if you don't, and that is _DadPodcast on Twitter. That's where we tweet out new episodes and stuff. We didn't even talk about this. We kind of did a little bit of rebranding. Basically, we took the shitty photo that I photoshopped like over a year ago when we started doing this, and our friend Mitchell, who's like designed stuff for Cam. Actually, let's just plug Mitchell right now.
Funny. Yeah, let's plug Mitch. Right in his dirty hole.
Yeah. God. Yeah, Mitch like his design stuff for like all of Cam's albums. Staircase Wit, whatever. But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
He's good at what he does. He's a good, really good graphic designer. His name's Mitchell Morris. I don't know his Facebook page. Mitchell Morris graphic design. I don't remember what it's called.
Mitchell
Morris Design. Yeah, but he did our Dad Podcast logo, our new one. It's pretty cute. It's a little burger. So the Dad Podcast, the font's really nice. Just trying to switch things up, you know, make it, you know, we're trying to be professionals out here, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you liked that, we'll probably tweet out Mitch's Facebook sometime this week. So follow us on Twitter.
We've tagged him on Twitter, so you'll be able to find him through there.
Yeah, and he does good work. So, I mean, definitely if you're looking to do anything, commission that boy, because he's a good boy.
Yes, I love that boy.
And we love him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening this week, everyone. We love you all so much. Thank you for being our friends and continuing to support this awful, awful attempt at a podcast. It means a lot to us. So, yeah, have good weeks, and we'll see you back at the DBC eventually. That kind of rhymed.
Yeah, but real quick, before we go, Chad, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what they should be doing this week with their time.
That's what I want you to do this week. I want you to go out. I want you to go to Amazon.com. I want you to look for the thing that you want the most. I want you to find some headphones. I want you to look for a shirt. I want you to treat yourself this week, but I want you to just treat yourself. I want you to go. I want you to go to Amazon.com. Do you have Prime? Oh, I hope you do. I hope you got Prime. Because if you don't, it's going to take a little bit longer. I want you to go in there and get whatever you want, whatever you're thinking of. Do you want a new mattress? Do you want an Xbox One so you can play video games with your friends who play video games even though you're not that good at them? Because my friend Scotty did that 2 weeks ago. So now he's Xbox. That's why I'm bringing this up. I want you to go to Amazon.com. I want you to get whatever you want. Put it in your shopping cart. And since it's still early 2018, I want you to save up for that thing. And I want you to buy it. Because you deserve it. You're a wonderful, wonderful person. Oh, also, just consider this. In 2020, that's 2 years from now, we're going to have an election. Don't fucking vote for Donald Trump. Just think about it. Just fucking don't. Anyone else? Okay, thanks. Love you so much. Have a good weeks.
Bye bye.